This month, we're observing our Nirvana Day service, the observance of Shakyamuni Buddha's passing over to the state of perfect enlightenment, perfect bliss. And so we'll be focusing on the teachings of the Buddha, the sermons the Buddha gave. And so I'd like to begin my talk this morning by reading a section from the Amida Sutra, one of the main sutras, the Three Pure Land Sutras, upon which our specific Buddhist teaching is based. 今日は阿弥陀経の一秒をいただいてから始まりたいと思います。合唱をお願いします。 Please join me in 合唱. Shariputra, if there be a good man or a good woman who, on hearing of Buddha Amitayus, Amida Buddha, keeps the name in mind with thoughts undisturbed for 1 day, 2 days, 3 days, 4 days, 5 days, 6 days, or 7 days, that person, when about to die, will see Buddha Amitayus, Amida Buddha, accompanied by his holy host, appear before him, and immediately after his death, he, with his mind undisturbed, can be born into the pure land of Amida Buddha. Shari Hotsuyo, Moshi, 善良なものが阿弥陀仏の名号を聞き、その名号を心にとどめ、あるいは1日、あるいは2日、あるいは3日、あるいは4日、あるいは6日、あるいは6日、あるいは6日、あるいは6日、あるいは6日、あるいは7日の間、一心に思うを乱さないなら、その人が命を終えようとするとき、 阿弥陀仏の多くの少女たちと共にその前に表してくださるのである。守りくださるのである。ナマンダブツ、ナマンダブツ、ナマンダブツ、ナマンダブツ、ナマンダブツ。Good morning, everyone. 皆さんおはようございます。 As I mentioned, this is the start of our February Dharma services. And for this month of February, we're talking about the sutras. The sutras are the teachings that Buddha gave, the Dharma talks of the Buddha. And so today, we'll be talking about the Amida Sutra. This month, we'll talk about the three main sermons that the Buddha gave about talking about Amida Buddha. Well, Amida Buddha. So we have an image of Amida Buddha here at the temple. Can someone show me where our image of Amida Buddha is? Can someone point to it? See a few people pointing. Yes, thank you, Cameron. It's right here in the center. So this golden statue is Amida Buddha. So Amida Buddha is the Buddha of immeasurable light and life. The light of the Buddha represents the Buddha's wisdom, shining into the darkness of our minds. The life of the Buddha represents the Buddha's compassion. The Buddha's kindness is always there for us throughout our lives. And so when we hear the name of Amida Buddha, then we think about Amida Buddha and the fact that Amida Buddha's wisdom and compassion is always with us. So one of the ways that we hear the name of Amida Buddha is when we say the Nembutsu. So when we say the Nembutsu, what do we say? Namo Amida Butsu, right? We say Namo Amida Butsu, and that means I take refuge in Amida Buddha, right? So this passage, this sutra that I read from the Buddha, from the Amida Sutra, talks about hearing the name of the Buddha and concentrating on it for 1 day, 2 days, 3 days. How many days? Were you listening closely? How many days did it say? Yeah, up to?
7 days.
That's right, Cole. Up to 7 days. A full week. A full week of concentrating on the Buddha. Full week of Namo Amida Butsu. Right? Have you ever said the Nembutsu for a whole week straight? Maybe not, right? And so what does this teaching tell us? Does it tell us that we should say the Nembutsu constantly for a whole week straight? Maybe not. Maybe it tells us that 7 days is a long period of time, and that as long as we're alive, we should have the Buddha on our mind and be saying the Nembutsu. The Nembutsu is kind of like a habit. Do you have any habits? Any habits? Do you have any good habits? Yeah? I saw some hands went up and then they went back down. Who has some good habits? Nina, what's your good habit? Reading things that you see. That's a great habit. That's a great habit, to see things and to read them. How about you, Cameron? What's your good habit? Thinking about the Buddha? That's a wonderful, wonderful habit, right? Right? Some people have habits maybe like brushing their teeth, washing their hands. Yeah, how about you, Doma?
Make sure don't cause any fires.
Don't start any fires. That's right. That's an excellent habit. Not starting fires. I'm really glad someone in our house has that habit. Okay? Right? How about bad habits? Does anybody have any bad habits? Yeah? Cole? Crashing your bike into trash cans. That's probably not a good habit. Yeah, Cameron, do you have a... What do you do? You break your toys? Oh, that's not a fun habit. How about you, Haley? You get distracted. Does anybody here get distracted? Yeah, a few hands went up. My hand's up. Yeah, how about you, Nicole? Waking up really late. Waking up really late. Nicole, when I was your age, I had that same bad habit. When I was in high school, I had a bad habit of waking up late. See, I had a very kind father. I still have a kind father, but when I was in high school, I particularly exercised the kindness of my father, his kindness and patience, because he was so kind, he would give me a ride to school every morning. Every morning he would give me a ride to school. I grew up in Minnesota, as you all have perhaps heard me talk about. Minnesota in the winter, this time of year, what's it like? Cold, right? Cold and snowy. So my father was so kind, he would give me rides to work. But my father, he had to be to work on time. My father's job was, he was an attorney, he was a lawyer, he was a trial lawyer. And so some days he had to go to court to help people out. And in order to help people out, you have to be there on time in the morning, first thing in the morning. So we had to leave the house on time. And I was not always cooperative in this regard because I had a really hard time waking up in the morning. And I just never understood, why is it so hard for me to get up in the morning? And then at one point, I figured out why it was so hard to wake up in the morning. Because I had two habits. One was waking up in the morning very late. The other one was drinking lots and lots of Mountain Dew and Dr. Pepper. Now, Mountain Dew and Dr. Pepper are delicious, but they contain some things that maybe aren't so good for you. One of those things is, do you know, Katie?
Caffeine.
Caffeine, that's right. Caffeine. The other one I would say is sugar or high fructose corn syrup. But caffeine, what's the problem with caffeine? What does it do to your body? Yeah, some of the young people know. Nina, what do you know about caffeine? It makes you stay up. It makes you stay up. So, yeah? Yeah,
It makes you stay up, and if you if your dad tells you to wake up, you don't want to wake up.
That's right. That's exactly right. You've had the same experience, right? So, yeah. Oh, they're two different things? Right. Yeah, so the thing about me was I would tell myself, oh, I'm one of those people, caffeine doesn't affect me. You know, I was doing my homework. Maybe I'll have a Mountain Dew. I'll go down to the fridge. It's 10:30. I'll just have a Mountain Dew. I've got 30 minutes of homework left to do. Finish up my homework. 11 o'clock, should probably get to bed. Lie down in bed, and for some reason, wide awake. Oh, it's too hot, gotta kick off all the blankets. Oh, now it's too cold, where'd that blanket go? Right? Some reason, just couldn't get to sleep. And then morning comes. My parents knock on the door. They were so kind, I didn't even need an alarm. They would come, Henry, time to wake up. I was not well rested. I felt kind of, my tummy didn't feel good. I didn't want to get out of bed. My parents would come on down, come to breakfast, come on down. So I would drag myself down to breakfast. Does this sound like an experience you've had, Tayo?
Yeah.
Yeah?
I would be too lazy to wake up.
You'd be too lazy to wake up? I would even sometimes, I would lie down on the bath. I would turn on the shower and lie down on the bathroom floor and think, I'll just take a little nap. Right? The shower's running. I'm taking a shower, right? So nobody knows, I'm just taking a little nap, right? Such a hard time waking up in the morning. And this continued into college. And, you know, I eventually, when I was a college student, I had the opportunity to go and study overseas. Sometimes college students get to go and study overseas, and I went to study in China. I was in Shanghai, China. Anybody celebrate Chinese New Year? Yeah, we so went to China, and while I was there, I discovered something very troubling about China. At the time, this was in 1998. At the time in China, there was no Mountain Dew. This was a big problem, because I didn't really like Coca-Cola. Coca-Cola was available, but I didn't really like it. So I thought, what am I going to do? What am I going to do? I had to settle for this really weak tea that they would serve at all the restaurants. And I was, you know, I was kind of poor, so I didn't have a lot of money to buy soft drinks and things. So I was drinking lots of weak tea. The thing about weak tea is it doesn't have a lot of caffeine in it. Just a little bit. And so as I gradually was, rather than drinking Mountain Dew oil all day long, drinking really weak tea, I found that when time came to go to bed, I would just fall asleep. I'd sleep through the night, and I would wake up first thing in the morning. They would blare the Chinese national anthem all over the dormitory, all over the university where I was staying. And so I woke up, but I wasn't sleepy. So I woke up, and then I was able to do my studies. Yes, Jioma. It's really strange. My singing is really strange. It's true. So this is about habits. Yes, Cameron. No. Yeah, Luna. That's right. Very good. If you're still tired, you should drink some water. And after that, now, some of you who know me know something about me. Something that's very strange for a Buddhist minister. Ocha no manai, that's right, I don't drink tea. What kind of Buddhist priest doesn't drink tea? Well, me, that's right. Because I don't like caffeine. I don't like the way it makes me feel. I don't like what it does to my body and to my sleep schedule. And so now I've changed my habits, and I have a new habit. As Luna suggests, I like to drink water and juice and things like that.
And wine?
No, I don't drink wine either. What kind of Buddhist priest am I? Right? Sensei's like Osake, right? So I'm a strange Buddhist priest, but I'm happy. I'm happy, and I have the Nembutsu, right? And so this is what the Nembutsu is like in our lives. We don't say the Nembutsu because, oh, I should say the Nembutsu. I didn't stop drinking caffeine because, oh, I drink too much Mountain Dew. People would say that. They'd say, Henry, you drink a lot of Mountain Dew. That's probably not good for you. I was like, yeah, you're probably right. Right? But when I realized, oh, I'm happier and I feel better if I don't drink so much caffeine, then I changed my habits. And that's what the Nembutsu is like. We don't say the Nembutsu because I say, if you say the Nembutsu, you'll be happy. Right? No, we realize we change our way of thinking so that we turn our ears toward the Buddha, and then naturally, Namo Amida Butsu, Namo Amida Butsu comes out. comes out all the time. 1 day, 2 days, 3 days, 4 days, 5 days, 6 days, up to 7 days. Nembutsu naturally flows throughout our lives when we change our way of thinking. This is the way of living in the Nembutsu. Understanding causes and conditions. Understanding what will bring us true happiness. Saying the Nembutsu in joy and gratitude. お Nembutsu 7日間ずっと持つというのは阿弥陀経に書いてあるんですけど、それは私が持たないといけない。続けないといけない。私が努力しないといけない心ではなくて、大切なのは阿弥陀如来の名号を聞いて、信心を得て、そしてその信心を得たら、ずっと念仏が命ある限り続くというのは、他力の念仏ですね。私の努力で出てくるんじゃなくて、感謝の心から自然に、何万ダブ何万ダブが逃れてくるという人生ですね。So, the life of the Nembutsu is one in which the Nembutsu naturally and spontaneously flows from our mouths and flows from our hearts, not through our own dedicated efforts, but through the realization and the change of perspective that we receive in hearing the Buddha's great compassion, in reflecting upon Amida Buddha. So I'll conclude my talk by once again reading these words of the Amida Sutra. Amida Sutra で終わらせていただきます。Amida Kyo. はい、合唱をお願いします。Please join me in 合唱。Shariputra, if there be a good man or good woman who, on hearing the Buddha Amitayus, keeps the name in mind with thoughts undisturbed for 1 day, 2 days, 3 days, 4 days, 5 days, 6 days, or 7 days, that person, when about to die, will see the Buddha Amitayus, Amida Buddha, accompanied by his holy host, appear before him, and immediately after his death, he, with his mind undisturbed, can be born into the Sukhavati land, the pure land of Amida Buddha. Namo Amida Butsu. Namo Amida Butsu. Namo Amida Butsu. Namanda Butsu. Namanda Butsu. Namanda Butsu. Namanda Butsu. Namanda Butsu. Namanda Butsu.